Hey, After Buzzers, you're watching the Vampire Diaries after show for season 7, episode 20. Kill them all. I'm starting with Roxy. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I like that. Want to yell. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Tiana Hobson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson. Joining us tonight, we've got Roxy Stryer.
Am I dead yet or am I back alive?
You can be alive right now.
Oh, okay, cool. Hi, guys. I'm later. Roxy Stryer. Find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Still hanging in. Barely, though.
Barely. She's right on the verge. And across the table, Katie says, yay, Campbell.
Yay, you can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
And Samantha Davidson.
Hey, guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I'm trying to get in the live chat. Having a bit of internet issues, but I will be there soon. So please keep talking.
But also peas.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
And joining us tonight, we have a very, very special guest. We have Malzahn Makkar. Did I do it right?
Yes!
I got it!
Malzahn like Wowzum!
Who plays Alex St. John on The Vampire Diaries?
Yes, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Malzahn Makkar.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Your character is a lot. Just gonna say that.
She's divisive.
Girl, we have some things to talk about.
let's hash it out.
Yeah, I don't know what you thought. We were all nice to you before. Now it's like, okay, now we gonna turn.
That's true.
Yeah. I felt like Roxy had something so important and powerful to say.
No, I just really thought about it. Like,
that's right.
No, I really was thinking like, yeah, because I need to know some things. I have to know. Got to get down to the bottom of it. So,
well, before we get into tonight's episode breakdown, we bring all these shows to you guys for free. And one of the ways we are able to do that is because of our awesome sponsors and Roxy.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our sponsors is Casper, who is amazing. I know this firsthand because I have been on their mattresses before. These mattresses are super comfortable. I'm telling you, they come in actually really small boxes. I don't even know how they fit the mattresses in there. But you take them out, they're incredibly, incredibly comfortable. I absolutely recommend them. And there's some really great things about this company. Number one, you know it's awesome because Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015, which is really cool. And number two, they also will ship it right to your home and you can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. So if you don't like it, you send it back within those 100 nights and no harm, no foul, they'll give you back your money, which is awesome. That's how you know you have a great product because they'll let you try it out for free if you don't love it. So it's really, really awesome. Casper mattresses, you guys go to casper.com and use the code AfterBuzzTV. It gets you $50 towards your purchase. So we want to help you guys out there. Use the code AfterBuzzTV by going to casper.com. So $50 off, pretty good deal. Awesome mattress, comes right to your home so that you lazy people like me don't have to actually go out and do the shopping yourself. And you have my personal guarantee and AfterBuzz's that this is an amazing mattress. One more time, casper.com. Use the code AfterBuzzTV, $50 off.
And 100 nights, that's like 3 months.
Yeah.
More.
That's true.
That's a long time to get to test something out and then decide, hey.
I know. It's like, okay, you think you know if you like something after a few nights, but it's your mattress. You want to make sure you really love it. So that's why they do that.
That's awesome that they do that.
Yep.
Thank you, Roxy.
Yeah, of course, T.
I'm so glad you're here tonight.
Oh, thanks.
What would we do without you?
Well, you tried to kill me within the first 30 seconds of the show, so we'll see how we do by the end.
It's all love. Let's get into this episode. A lot of stuff is happening. The team is kind of rallying to save Bonnie. Mm. Got to save our precious Bon Bon because she doesn't have that much time left. And we actually get a lot more about the backstory of this vault that Miss Alex wants opened so badly. Sorry.
It's a frustrating situation.
It is, because I want to know what's in there too now, but then I also don't want Bonnie to die, and I believe Virginia, right? That's mm-hmm. Your other sister name? Yeah. I believe her when she's like, hey, it's dangerous. Don't let whatever's in there out.
Yeah, especially when they made Virginia seem crazy. She's in this mental hospital, so I feel like there's some truth to it. She's not crazy. They want us to believe she's crazy, so maybe she's telling the truth.
But she is also kind of crazy.
She's just, you know, like, she lashes out a little bit, which is crazy. But, like, her thought, whatever's going on in her mind in the backstory, I just wanted to believe a little bit of it.
Here's the problem. We, as girls and family lovers, I totally get it. I understand exactly why Alex is like, hey, I hear a frickin' voice in there. I don't care what it takes. Get her out. Like, I will do anything. Because think about, that's how I feel. If my sister was in a frickin' box and I could hear her calling my name and asking for help, I would murder the whole city myself if I had to.
That's
I would do anything.
True.
So
that is...
It makes perfect sense. But at the same time, if you're on our team, which of course is Team Bonnie, you're like, oh man, she's being so selfish. Like, why does she want to ruin all of the fun for everybody?
Like, how she believed that her sister's still alive. Yeah. I was like, maybe Alex is the crazy one because she's the one hearing voices and believes that after 4 years, her sister's going to be alive.
Yeah, and Alex, you know, is the head of the armory. She knows that there's magic and all of this stuff. It's like, okay, maybe do some investigating before I jump to this is my sister's actual voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
She's like, is that a question?
Yes. And I'm sorry, you're awesome. We love you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Alex has seen a lot of magic, right? So she thinks anything is possible. So she's hearing her sister after 4 years. Personally, as Alex, I'm thinking, I don't know what's in there. Yeah. Maybe as Enzo says, there is a fully stocked fridge in there. Yvette has access to things. So.
Maybe she's just chilling.
Maybe she's just like, hey, this vault isn't so bad. Let's spend some time in here.
What I want to know, too, is that Virginia tells Bonnie that, you know, the whole vault situation, the grandfather, right? Or is it the great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather
went down there, and he was hearing voices. So they were calling his name, and that's why he was in there. And then all the things happened, and that, you know, Virginia believed that that's what turned him crazy. So does Alex know that story? Does she know all the details of, oh, you know, the name was being called by somebody in there? So, like, when, you know, Alex is down there in the vault, and she's hearing her name being called, does that cross her mind, or does she not know those details?
I think I do. That's what I believe I do.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's still my sister's voice. Mm-hmm. So no matter how much I know these stories, I will do anything for my family. And Armory is my family, and my sisters are my life, so I will do anything.
But yeah, at the same time, Enzo is also your family. So I feel like Bonnie is Enzo's girl. And you're kind of messing with her a little bit, which means you're messing with him, which means you're messing with the family.
Enzo is family. I definitely know that Enzo's protecting Bonnie, but Alex cares about blood family more than anything else.
To you, it's just a woman, just a girl.
It's a witch. She's a witch. I need her. I care about Enzo, but I care about my sister more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you might not even know this because it might not have been addressed, but the voice that you can hear of your sisters in the tomb, could anyone else hear the voice? Because the way Virginia kind of made it seem, she's like, well, Alex can hear her voice, so we have to get in there. But she didn't say that she could hear her sister's voice, too. So
right.
I'm not sure that was something that was addressed.
We never discussed it, per se. I hear it. She's calling out to me specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So
could it be you guys have like a telepathic thing? But you actually go there though just to hear it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because I only asked because in the flashbacks it was a woman's voice that was calling off for the great grandfather, and then it's a woman's voice who's, you know, calling your name as your sister. So I'm like, okay, clearly whatever is in there might be of a female persuasion. And so I was just thinking, maybe, you know, you were the only one who was hearing it, and that's why you were so passionate, and everyone else was just kind of like, eh, we don't need to get in there necessarily.
Right. Yeah, no, we never discussed it, but I also think Alex doesn't really care if anybody else hears it. I hear it, so I'm making sure that we get in there.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you brought that up because I never even thought about it. As an audience member, I feel like we all heard it.
Right.
So I think that if it was just her hearing it, maybe they would have depicted it a different way. Like when she's kind of making her facial reactions, like she hears it, I feel like we would have seen somebody else roll their eyes or be like, "What are you doing, dude?" Like,
right. Yeah. I always believe that everyone heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting thought that maybe Alex was the only one who heard it. I never thought of that.
Well, you know, I just want to make Alex crazy, I guess. Like, you should be in the loony bin, not your sister.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, it would. But, you know, in order to save Bonnie, we have to first kill all the vampires who were released from the stone, from the Phoenix Stone. And, you know, luckily the armory does come in and do something nice. I thought it was just going to be a simple, like, oh, look, they helped out. Then you had to go and kidnap Caroline and Alaric, and that's a whole other story.
How smart, though.
I mean, it was very smart.
Exactly. I mean, that, you know, Alex always thinks two steps ahead. Mm-hmm.
I also will say that Alex has very good taste in men, as far as the ones working for her.
Yes. I think Alex likes to surround herself with...
Smart girl.
It's part of the process, the application process.
Mm-hmm. I would do the same thing.
I understand fully.
If you have full control, why not use it to your benefit?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, just hire a bunch of hot men to
do your dirty
walk
work.
Around with guns and stuff and shoot people.
Protect me. Yeah.
How nice is that to see on TV when usually we see the absolute opposite? It's men in charge and it's all the hot ladies around them. Like, yeah, good for once. We've got a hot lady who's in charge and then we've got the hot men around her and it's like, yeah, okay, go ahead.
That's a really good point because we haven't seen a villain like that. Really, you know, because you are essentially in charge of everything and it's mostly men that are working under you and then you have your sister. Mm-hmm. But it's just you and the guys, and you're telling everyone what to do. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely just a fantastic role. it is, and especially for those reasons, because Alex is powerful. She knows what she wants, and she doesn't compromise, and she doesn't get her emotions too involved unless it's about her sister, but... Yeah, she's determined.
I don't know if we can necessarily call her a villain, and this might be a very unpopular opinion.
Uh-oh.
But I felt like by the end of this episode, Bonnie was a little bit the villain. Because she locked them all in there. Yes, she has been messed around with, and yes, she didn't want to do this, and Damon put her up to it, and yes, her best friend and her best friend's fiance have been kidnapped, and yes, all of these things.
So yes, all these great reasons for her to do it.
Yes, absolutely. Do I feel like it was justifiable? I completely understand why she did it, but she did it, and that was really bad. When we hear Alex screaming out at the end, Bonnie, like, help me. I was shocked that Bonnie had the audacity to be like, nope, bye, I'm gone.
I think this is a lot of the Bonnie that we were told we were going to get after she came back from 1994. This very, you know, tougher Bonnie, and she wasn't going to stand for it anymore.
And Damon made a reference to that in the episode tonight. You know, what happened to the Bonnie who wasn't just going to sit around and be sacrificed and be the scapegoat? And so I'm with Katie where I felt... This was her being like, okay, look, you guys have messed with me enough. You've messed with my man enough. And I'm getting rid of you guys for good. But, you know, sealing people off in houses doesn't always stay that way sometimes.
People in Bonnie houses shouldn't throw witch stones.
Yeah. Did it not remind you of the tomb circa season one?
Yeah.
With Catherine?
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the originals. Season one, when there or was it two, when there was that house that all the witches were.
Oh yeah, with Freya,
Rebecca. Sealed in there, that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely some similarities. I could see that.
So that means that they got out of that house. They got out of that tomb. So they're getting out.
And it's the armory. Like, you know, look at all the tools that they have in there. All the artifacts that, you know, people don't even know existed. So there's no telling what they could have to get them out of there, or whatever this thing is that's now released. Because Alex, I noticed as you ran out of the tomb, you didn't close the door behind you. Just throwing that one out there.
Maybe next time.
Or so next time, instead of being scared for your life and just like running, maybe remember close the door behind you.
I'm a little concerned that everybody's going to start killing each other in there because of whatever is in that vault.
makes them all crazy and makes them go after each
other. What if they start eating each other?
Oh, God.
Cannibalism.
Well, we know that this can't be over. We know that at some point, either they have to get out or we have to have reason to go back there. And then maybe it is Alex calling Bonnie's name the same way that her sister did to her. Maybe Alex has died. Maybe she isn't dead. Maybe she's still in there. All of these things are possibilities. But I will say that at the end of the day, even though they are supposed to be the villains, I still felt really bad for them.
I did too. And I agree where I don't necessarily see them as the real villains, just because they, I don't know, you guys toy with my emotions every week, where one week I'm like, oh, look, they're awesome people, and the next I'm like, oh, they're the worst. Well, yeah. Get rid of them.
This is like the first time I've seen Alex just have, you know, a softer side because of the love for the sister, you know? So that, I think when they show us those things, it just makes you go, oh, maybe they're not just a terrible villain.
I think, you know, Alex, like we discussed earlier, everyone can understand what somebody's willing to do for family and stuff. So, and, you know, Reyna was dangerous, and we captured her for a bit, and we captured things that maybe shouldn't be out in the universe and stuff. So, I mean, as playing Alex, I completely understand why she does what she does and the purpose in the armor.
So, logically, you're thinking... I'm sorry, I just stepped on you.
That's okay.
Logically, you know, Alex is thinking she's saving the world with the armory and saving and getting all these bad things out.
Yeah, because imagine if somebody else... We take it and we keep it.
Yeah.
Somebody else could take it and do something else with it.
Interesting.
What's interesting is that when you just said that, it reminds me of something that Reyna would say. Yeah. I'm taking all these bad things and I'm getting rid of them, or I'm holding on to them, which I feel like is very Reyna-esque. And we did just kind of have Reyna as our big bad. And the way that she left us, we did feel a little bad for her, although... She really nailed that one in there. really got us there.
Got us there, Reyna.
But I see similarities between your guys' characters. It's like not the full villain where you're like, oh no, we just hate them. It's more like, okay, I see where you're coming from. How do we get you on our team so we can use your strength against the actual villains?
Yeah,
there's
humanity to both Reyna and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just black or white. It's gray. It's, you know, there's reasons. There's a logical reason.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of history with both of the characters. Mm-hmm. It's not as though they just woke up and said, I'm going to do this. Like, think about it. You have a lifetime, or as Reyna did, lifetimes of those kind of things.
So, is the armory, are they all human?
Good question, Katie.
I believe, yes, I'm human.
Yes.
Okay. Alex St. John is human.
Okay.
Okay.
From what I know.
All right.
What I understand.
How far in advance do you know things? How much information do you get? Do you know things that aren't in the script? Do you get to sit down with the writers at all? Or
it's sort of a back and forth. There's a lot of us asking questions, and when it's, you know, if it's necessary, the writers will come to us and give us information. So it sort of just depends. Depends on how far ahead they've written the scripts, how much they're able to share. And if we really need to know something...
They'll let you know.
Yeah, they'll let us know.
Do you know things we don't know? Do we have to tickle torture you a little bit?
Sure, I know.
Uh-huh.
Won't be coming out of my mouth.
No. I can see when she's answering questions, her like eyes are like, okay,
what
I'm not
going to
give you guys too much of an answer. I don't want to spoil things. Don't want Julie Pluck calling me like...
Exactly. There's two more episodes left.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A lot can happen.
Of this season. And then there's another one.
And there's another season.
And then another one, and another one, and another one. That's wishful thinking.
Katie's like, forever.
Yay, Katie. So we've already been talking about Reyna, but, you know, what she does is crazy, too. But I love that Bonnie even kind of questioned her early on. And
she's
I didn't
smart.
Catch this until the second time I watched the episode, where Bonnie's like, I mean, I just don't get what you're getting out of this deal. And starts questioning her. I'm like, oh...
But I totally believed Reyna when she gave her answer. She was like, listen, everybody I love is dead. Everything I've done, I accomplished everything I wanted to, and then lived 7 more times. I just want to be gone. I want to go see, what did she say, my dad. I was like, oh, that makes sense. You lying?
No.
You have deceived us.
Yes.
I think she's speaking the truth.
Yeah, yes. But then, she was speaking partial truth, but she didn't say, and by the way, I'm also totally going to stick it to you.
She withheld the information. There's nothing she could do. She has to go through with this, whatever the thing was that was put upon her.
Who are you, Katie?
Yeah, this is so not like you.
You guys, I just kind of hit Katie. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, but we do not encourage violence on this show.
Understanding where she's coming from, but I'm also, obviously, I love my team. So I'm not happy about the situation, but I don't think she had a choice. I really genuinely think this tribe that put this on her, it was a curse. You know,
she had to pass it to somebody.
No, it had to be fulfilled.
No, there's no way she had to pass this on. There's no way.
It's not like an STD,
I think,
you know.
Or maybe it had
to be fulfilled.
Do you have to pass on an STD when you die?
You, Katie. I think whoever takes the life, I think it would have to take the responsibility.
Yeah.
I think if Raina had just died,
well, guys, back
that would be the end of that.
Back with the what was it? The five, right? With Jeremy, you know, a few seasons ago, the vampire hunters. The five of that guy.
Yeah.
When one died, that's how Jeremy became appointed to be one of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Was it five? I mean, I definitely think that it's something that also had to be passed along. I think that Raina could have shared that information with everyone.
Well, she knows that nobody's going to want to do that.
Yeah.
And she's tired. She really is. She spoke the truth right there.
I think somebody would want to do that. Not Bonnie, but someone.
No,
she could have found a different
But Bonnie needed it because of her condition.
Yeah, but then give Bonnie the choice. Say, listen, this will be your burden to bear. This is what's up. If you take my life, you take my life. All the responsibilities that come along with that. And then let Bonnie say, no, I would rather die.
Well, let's not forget what Damon did to her, which was have her in a hole for God knows how long, kill her repeatedly, and keep her in that hole.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but Damon did that.
Yeah, I know.
Bonnie didn't do that.
But as Raina was switching the things, she said, you know, this is what you did to me, so I'm doing this to Bonnie because I know it's going to hurt you.
But why did Damon have to do that? Because she was after him and after Stefan and after every person that he loves.
Yeah,
and after his old kind. He had to put her in the hole. So I think she should check herself before she wrecks herself.
Well, I think she already wrecked herself, you know.
She got Bonnie.
She certainly did. And she wrecked Bonnie with her.
But my Bonnie question always. Is Bonnie is now the vampire hunter, but is she also still a witch? You be both?
Hopefully, maybe that's going to end up breaking her free from this.
She cannot stay a vampire hunter. We can't just have Bonnie the vampire hunter.
Yeah, I think she's a witch as well still. I mean, that she's a Bennett witch. And I have to say, when she was opening the vault, I was like, yeah, Bonnie. Like, I miss this Bonnie doing the spells. And she's all, you know, there's blood dripping from her face. We're worried about her. But, like, she's really good.
But she loves it.
Yeah,
she's powerful, right? Like, I had to find another Bennett witch to do it. No other witch would do.
Yeah.
It just shows how powerful, the family line.
Yeah.
I think I'd love to talk about the family line because we saw Lucy Bennett, the one that we're trying to get out, season 2, which is one of my favorite episodes, and I've rewatched and watched back, and I just think it's so cool that they're bringing it back, season 7.
Yeah. I was definitely surprised to hear that name. I was like, oh, wow, we haven't heard that name in a minute, but it was kind of like one of those one-sentence things, and you're like, wait, are we going to go back and acknowledge that she just said Lucy Bennett, or can we see a flashback of what was happening with Virginia and Lucy?
Mm.
Anyway, just keep saying stuff and then look over and see if you get a reaction or not.
I was happy about that too, Sam. I thought that was really smart that they did that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, hopefully.
I am too.
More Bennett witch stuff.
And I mean, because I love, what did we decide? Bonenzo?
I don't know.
Benzo.
It's Benzo.
Here's a problem. Half the internet is writing Benzo, and half of them are writing Bonenzo. Like, you can't really call them Benzo, because that's already a name for something else. So you have to call them Bonenzo, but that takes too long, so everybody is split. And now the hashtag doesn't get as many things as it deserves, because the ship is split.
What do you call it?
I think I was thinking Bonenzo.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree that it's long.
Yeah.
It's
long. That's what I've been going with recently because, you know, I'm used to long with Claroline, so I can do bananas. So I'm okay with
it. Yeah, you're right.
That
it's not that bad.
Yeah. So we, right here, right now, are Bonenzo. Staying. It's Bonenzo.
Bonenzo. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Bonenzo. I mean, I just loved getting to see their whole relationship, and I was very happy that he ended up going back to her to spend, you know, mm-hmm. her final moments there. And I love the Beauty and the Beast reference that was made there. Like, I teared up watching them, and I was like, oh my God, this is love. This is so adorable. I love this couple. I love this ship. I don't want Bonnie to want to murder him. But...
And I was really happy, too, that there was, you know, the previous episode when Alex came up to Enzo and said, you know, you give me Bonnie, I'll do everything in my power to help her. I just was really pleased that it wasn't Enzo that gave her up. Come on, Damon, but he had to do what he had to do at the same time, so I get that, too. But I'm glad it wasn't Enzo, because I feel like that would have hurt their relationship, and we just want to see it.
We just want Bonnie happy, because we've seen her just lose person after person in her life and always kind of be the scapegoat for situations and the sacrifice. Always.
I feel like this is, not to bring it completely to the originals, but Cole was on Vampire Diaries first, so I feel like it relates. This is Cole Vina over on the Vampire Diaries right now, because we've got this couple that everybody seems to be getting on board with. Like, I love Bonenzo so much. I love Cole Vina so much. And then what do? Once people start loving them, you make one of them want to kill the other one. Like, you make it their mission, because that's what makes great television.
Hey, that's what true love is. Yes. Wanting to kill each other.
Yeah, but
every moment of the... That's not right.
No, okay. That is right.
I've been doing love wrong.
No, that's totally right. It's when one person wants to kill the other person more that it's a problem.
Oh, okay.
Like, if they both wanted to kill each other, that's some Mr. and Mrs. Smith stuff. But when only one of them goes after, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, we got to make this even. So... Now, with this Bonnie stuff, I am really worried, because we love them so much, and I don't see a way around her hating him now, or just wanting to kill him, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
I loved what we've seen of Bonnie and Enzo, the flashbacks and their moments together. I wish we've seen that, like, for longer, but I think they're going to tear it away from us, and I'm hooked. Like, I will be really sad when she goes against him. And so they got me. Good job, Vampire Diaries.
You're not even saying if she goes against. You said when she goes against.
Oh, well, duh. I mean, I'm sorry.
Maybe it will be different because she's still a witch.
Yeah.
Because they can't just do the same Rhaena storyline over again.
True.
Exactly. And then I just have to say this for my own personal thing, because I know Damon got a lot of crap this episode for his selfish antics and whatnot.
Are you standing up for Damon right now?
100%. I am, because...
100%.
He could have easily... I know him and Bonnie are on the outskirts because, you know, she's mad at him or whatever. But if Bonnie dies, he gets Elena back. And he did everything to make sure that Bonnie lived. Which means... that he was willing to sacrifice seeing Elena again, because in my mind, I'm like, he's doing all this stuff and everyone's looking at him like he's crazy. And I'm just thinking, but the alternative is he could get his girlfriend back, but he's choosing Bonnie.
Yeah, Damon knows that Nina Dobrev isn't around for a little bit, so he's like, okay, I'm going to choose some Bonnie right now.
Also, you guys, he's being kind of an undercover good friend to Enzo.
Yes.
He's taking the heat so Enzo can be with his love and not have blame put on him.
Yes, and what he says to Stefan is, this isn't about Bonnie liking me. This is about her staying alive. So guess what? I'm okay as long as she lives. I can live with Bonnie hating me as long as she lives.
I wrote it down.
That's a quote. That's some teamwork right there.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I got you.
I love that moment, because when you lose somebody's trust like that, it's so selfish to be like, I just need them to like me again. Just like me again. What can I do to make you like me? No, that's not the point. Guess what, Damon? You messed up. So you don't get to have her like you right now. All you get to do is be a good friend, and that's what you're doing. So I really respect and appreciate what he's up to.
And Stefan gave him props, too, in the episode. He was like, look, I'm still mad at you. I still have anger. I'm working out. But I see the good things that you've been doing the last few weeks, and it's not going unnoticed. And for me, that was like, okay, thank you. Someone's acknowledging that Damon is trying here.
Of course, Stefan will acknowledge it.
And of course, Katie's gonna.
Because Stefan's a guy. Katie acknowledges Stefan. Yeah.
It's like you have the resident Stefan fan and then your resident Damon fan.
Let me ask you, whose side do you tend to take, Stefan or Damon?
I mean, I think Alex and Damon can see more eye to eye.
Oh, they would have some really good sex, maybe.
Excuse me, he's waiting. We already tried that for a little.
But, I mean, it's so true, though. Alex has told Enzo multiple times, hey, bring Bonnie back. Bring Bonnie back. And you know that Enzo has had to have thought of it. Because it is literally the only way, the only shot that he has to keep Bonnie alive. And the fact that Damon did something very unpopular, but it essentially guaranteed her safety. I mean, it's exactly right. Like, keep her alive. Even if she hates me, keep her alive.
And if you guys hadn't kidnapped Caroline and Alaric, though, would Damon's plan have even worked? Like, do we feel like he would have been able to get Bonnie there if they hadn't taken the extra measures? Because I don't feel like Damon would have even been able to succeed. Like, I feel like Alex kind of gave him the assist. Like, okay, you do this, now I'm going to give you...
Well, Alex definitely gave him the assist by having the armory, you know, kill off people. Alex just likes to always have a backup plan.
Right,
so yeah. Caroline and Lark was a backup plan. It's like, in case you don't go through with our deal, I'm going to make sure I have...
So Damon should really be thanking you, because otherwise that wouldn't have worked out for Bon.
Well, yeah, but maybe Bonnie was really weak. She might have passed out, and he could just bring her there real quick. You know.
Kidnapping. It's nothing unusual for this show.
It happens.
Just your weekly kidnapping happens every day.
Aubrey does it all the time.
Yeah.
But the guys that kidnapped Caroline and Alaric, they were just so nice about it. Do you know what I mean?
Hey.
Excuse me, Professor. Will you please come with us?
It's we like, are professionals.
I didn't even realize they were kidnapped.
Yeah, it took me a minute, too.
It's really just Mary Louise and, you know, and Nora that we had to shoot in the back. So kidnapping. If we think we can do it nicely.
Yeah, you bring class the whole way through, except for that one time. So kudos to them.
You know, those two, I think we needed to have it to be more.
Yeah. Those two weren't coming quietly. And I want to touch on Matt and Stefan, because, you know, that was a big reveal.
I have a lot of questions.
Ask your questions. Let's just...
I watched the episode twice, but then the first time I watched it, I rewound that scene that was the flashback, and I'm like, so Matt shot Penny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And then Matt continued to blame Stefan just because he was there. Let me just get this straight. That is what it was.
Okay. All right. In fairness, though, not because he was there, because Matt was looking for the vampire. And Stefan was the vampire, and he was shooting at a vampire, but ended up shooting Penny. So it wasn't just, because you witnessed it. It was because, really, that's who he was aiming for, whatever vampire was running amok.
But I also felt like the state Penny was in, she was breathing and making noise. Like, we've seen people be fed blood and come back from that fact.
She wasn't taking the blood.
Because she was like, no, I don't want it.
That's what it seemed like to me. It seemed like she was like, I've been a vampire hunter. I'm not going to do it. The same reason Matt doesn't take the blood. Matt was saying, take the blood. But we've seen Matt refuse the blood before, too.
Yeah, we have.
I was really upset that that's what they chose to do with this story. I felt like it was going there. But I just really feel bad that Matt killed his fiancée. That it just really, really makes me upset that we went there.
It's not ideal.
Like, yeah.
You don't, like, want to kill your fiancé most of the time.
Ron Martinez, I'm finally on the chat, guys. Sorry about that. Matt, shoot first, ask questions later.
That's so true, too. Like, I'm with you, Sam, that this is totally Matt's fault. This is not Stefan's fault. But I think that there is more of a connection than people, because everybody on the internet is going insane right now. Why is Matt blaming Stefan? Stefan has nothing to do with this. He does have something to do with it. Mm-hmm. He just didn't do it, you know?
I blame Penny.
Yeah.
I know you're not supposed to blame the victim, but she got out the car. First, she illegally searched Stefan's car because she was like, the bags of blood in the trunk of your car. Lady, you didn't ask my permission to get in my car. I know
totally
my right.
Rude. Warrant or anything.
Yeah, no warrant or nothing. You could say it was suspicious, but whatever. So that was her first strike. And then she sees that it's Stefan And she is so, like, vampires are vampires, they're not our friends, that she didn't even stop for a second to be like, oh, wait, and let him explain, like, oh, hey, like, it's just me, I'm the friendly vampire, just here to pay my respects to the fallen sheriff, who you don't know, lady, but yeah. I do, and I was really good friends with her, I'm just here to pay my respects, and
were she you, just... Were you really good friends with her? Because I'm pretty sure that was Damon.
Oh, he I was mean, good friends he with was her. Good friends with
no, Forbes he was there too. To, hopefully, to see
he Caroline. He was there to see Caroline, but, you know...
He and, was just there for Caroline.
Yeah, oh! But Penny mm-hmm. shot first instead of asking questions, and so she hadn't a shot at Stefan, they wouldn't have been running around... chasing after each other, and then she wouldn't have got shot.
And Matt knew she was running around somewhere there, too. So, just being, like, trigger-happy.
Yeah, he turned and shot.
But I still don't like that he did that, or that we even went there. I can't get over it. I'm very upset.
I do like, though, that Stefan's instinct was still to protect Matt. And mm-hmm. to wipe these memories, which shows what an amazing guy Stefan is.
Well, like, guys, think about when Elena turned into a vampire. She asked him to save Matt. When they were floating in that water, and he did, and you know, Elena turned into a vampire.
That's true. I forgot about that. Yeah. So it's a bummer. I feel like Stefan's had Matt's back so many times, and Matt is so quick to blame Stefan for things, and we just saw him totally screw over Stefan like 3 episodes ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matty Blue Eyes, chill for a sec. You know.
Yeah. He's in a really bad place.
You're way too sympathetic, Katie.
He is in a bad place. I mean, he lost his fiance, but yeah. It was his fault.
Did you guys
you
like
mean
the
he
whole?
Murdered his fiance.
Oh my gosh! Did you guys like the whole buildup of their relationship? You know, we got just a tiny bit.
No,
I liked their little like engagement story. That was cute on the bed and whatnot.
I loved that because I know people who have been doing this recently. It gets ruined for them because they stalk their boyfriend's phones and they look at the texts or they look at the receipts and they're doing all that. Like, be surprised. Let somebody surprise you a little bit, you know? So I thought that this was really realistic to our times. And I loved this. I love that she took the computer right out of his hand and then she realized, like, oopsies, so I better just say yes really quick. I thought it was kind of adorable.
Yeah. It was cute seeing them be a couple together.
Mm-hmm.
And... it kind of makes you sad that, like, you don't get to see more of it now. Because also, Matt is a person who has nothing but loss in his life. And he blames vampires for that, which he has a good reason to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every time he thinks he's got something good, it gets taken away from him. So, to see him happy was actually a good thing. And I was happy for him that he was finally happy. And now that's taken away from him, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, as Alex, right? So, thinking about Matt, who you guys have... Alex and Matt, yeah, you guys have worked... Oh, no, that was Raina. And
yeah.
So, you haven't worked with Matt yet. I'm just curious, like, what your thought would be kind of as his character hating everybody. like, being totally against everything. Because you kind of are against vampires, mostly. So is he.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we probably are essentially doing the same thing, just in different ways. I'm working more undercover and more covertly versus he's trying to follow the letter of the law. Mm. And I don't... Alex doesn't believe the law really applies to her, so I think there is a distance because of that. But I think Alex probably definitely thinks that the public in general are unable to deal with these certain things, and so I'm going to protect them from it. And I think a police officer would probably think the same thing about vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can understand the similarity of what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I like that. And then I also want to talk about Caroline... and Alaric, because they had a very deep conversation that needed to happen tonight as they were chasing after Ashlyn and Wyatt, the vampires, before they got kidnapped.
I think Caroline's horny, first of all. I just, like, want to say that.
Well, I mean, after last week's reveal of the separate bedrooms, she probably is horny.
But what about tonight made you think that?
Because when Raina kind of told her on the phone that these two people were having sex and that's how she saw them, Caroline was like, and she it was really explicit, and it was just, and the way she was saying it, it seemed like it'd been a while for her.
She's got to get some?
Yeah.
I know the perfect guy for her.
Where's she got to go to see this guy?
Just New Orleans. It's pretty close, you know?
It's pretty close.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny, too, because it just seemed like it was an uncomfortable situation because here she is sitting with her fiancé talking about these other two people going at it like rabbits, and they clearly are not.
Yeah.
And it's just that awkward situation of...
I really missed her. I love her character. She's been gone for so many episodes. I think she's hilarious.
I love Caroline and Alaric's respect for each other and love for each other. But I also think, like, we need to call a spade a spade. She is not in love with him. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's fair for Caroline to spend her life with somebody she's not in love with in that way. I think it's fine to be his best friend. I think it's fine to raise children together. And I know that he is in love with her, so it makes it really hard because we love him so much. But even in tonight's episode, when we're talking about other people, Stefan totally screwed her. He did. He absolutely did. But if she's still in love with him, or, you know, she's in love with Klaus or somebody else, then she deserves to be happy. And I don't know if she can be truly happy with him, even though she says she is. She claims she is.
Well, I thought it was interesting when she said, "I love our little family," instead of "I love you." Mm-hmm. Alaric. And I was like, oh, I mean, what does she truly love?
Because you can love your little family and not be in love with a man.
Exactly.
So that's a tough thing to swallow.
Listen, she can have it all. The little family and her love with Stefan.
Well, I think...
I was like, is she going to get married to Alaric and have Stefan as a side
piece? No.
We're talking about you, or are we talking about Caroline right now?
Well, guys, I wish that we could have seen, though, Alaric, like, fall for her and her either say yes or no. I don't remember seeing a flashback where Caroline's very easy to fall in love with, yes, but I just wish I could understand where Rick was coming from more with flashbacks and things like that. But I do think that Caroline, you know, she talked about, we are not normal, like, people. You are itching for a gun and a bow and arrow or whatever it is, and I am trying to save my best friend. Like, we're not normal, and so we have to accept our life, which is what they've been hiding from for the past 3 years. So I'm glad she said that.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you, Sam, because when you think about it, like, we met Caroline, and she was sleeping with Damon. Granted, he was compelling her, not his strongest move. Then see her go through the Tyler situation. Then we see her with Klaus. Then we see her go through Stefan.
Been with Matt,
and then
too.
She was with Matt. And then as her teacher, she had Alaric watch her through all this and grow up. And now he's in love with her and raising kids with her. It's hard for me to make that jump. So if I had seen more of the flashbacks, seen more of the moments, maybe I could get more on board with it. But as of now, I'm like... kind of just weirds me out a little bit.
I think it's they're trying to imply that she's a good mother, and, you know, it's very, you know, you love seeing that, like, for women, they love seeing men that are very good fathers.
But did anybody doubt that, Katie? Did anybody think Caroline won't be a good mom?
No,
because I feel like she's been a mom since day one.
But it's the mother, you know, she's being a mother to his kids, and it's right there, and they're spending all this time together. They're becoming, like, really good friends, best friends, and I think that's what they're implying.
Yeah.
Although they didn't give us all of those flashbacks.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I agree. I agree with Alaric that she definitely does. She doesn't want to talk to Stefan, but she needs to talk to Stefan, and they need to have some sort of closure because
sex.
I mean, just the way that the things ended, there
talk
was
about
no
who's horny.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
Just with the way things ended with them, like, they need to have some sort of conversation to really hash it out. And with that, I think we should get into some predictions for next week. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Apparently, this is a thing now.
It's been a thing for a long time.
Who wants to start with predictions?
I'll start. I don't think Alex is gone forever. I think we're going to see some more of her out of that locked down situation.
Are we going to see her here?
I hope no. We're going to see her. And I think we're going to realize that the person she heard was not her sister and was some other big, bad, controlling...
Well, definitely. We just saw what her sister looks like.
Yeah, but it could be, like, her sister's soul is trapped in something else, but I don't necessarily think that's it. I think, obviously, I don't know. It's something else. I also think that we are going to see a lot of Bonnie and Enzo. More moments. I'm glad we're establishing them as a couple, not confusing the audience with Damon and Bonnie. Sorry, guys. Yeah, but
I agree.
That's my prediction.
Katie?
I think that the next big bad is the Vault, whoever that is. And I think that Alex and all the armory are getting out, and they're going to be violent, killing a bunch of people because of that dangerous thing in the Vault.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that right now I'm questioning good or bad, and I think this Vault is definitely going to tip them in the bad direction. Mm-hmm. I could just picture a scene with Alex inside there, like, thinking her sister's alive and like petting this corpse and being like, it's okay, like my Norman precious.
Bates.
Yeah,
like very really, psycho.
Really creepy style. And I do think that Bonnie and Damon, because by the way, that talk that they have where she said she forgave him, I do think that that is going to, by the end of the season, actually come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with what all of you guys said. And I do think that whatever is in the vault, I don't think it actually has a physical form. I think it's more of like a spirit thing, and that it's going to jump into Alex's body. And then that is how Alex becomes like the big bad of whatever. And that's how the thing takes its physical form to wreak havoc on wherever the heck they are.
Yeah.
What are your predictions?
Watch the next two episodes.
She's like, yeah, I'm locked in a vault. I can't say anything.
That's true. She's vaulted in. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
I hope you had a good time.
It was so fun.
Yay.
It was a blast.
And tell the fans again where they can find you.
I am on Mouse Makar on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. And Sam D.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and youtube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson. Make sure you guys check out our brand new AfterBuzz TV website, AfterBuzzTV.com, and also make sure you follow us on Snapchat because we just got one of those babies too. And I predict that we'll be back here next week talking about the Vampire Diaries.
Oh my God. Crazy.
Crazy. See you guys soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.